Welcome to Mayo Clinic Educator Central, brought to you by the Learning Solutions Center at Mayo Clinic. Today we're going to do something a little bit different than we normally do, and then I'm going to share with you today a recap of sorts of Virtual Class Now, How to Move Your Education Online in a Hurry, which was our previous episode. So if you didn't have time to listen to the 40 plus minutes of that episode, this short bite is a condensed version of that that includes almost all of the tips and guidance that you would have gotten from that, but condensed into a small short bite. So without further ado, here is the condensed version of Virtual Class Now, How to Move Your Education Online in a Hurry, featuring myself, Stacey Kraft, and Meta Kuhn-Topp. I just wanted to recap for everybody some of the tips that we went over. It may not be in order.
In no particular order. Communication, just really over-communicate during this time. I know it might take a little bit more time to write that extra email or to lay everything out, but your learners will appreciate it.
Yeah, that's a great one, and I think perfect one to start out with. Also, engagement, engagement, engagement. Don't forget to engage your learners. We talked about a lot of different ways to do it, whether it's synchronous or asynchronous, using various technologies, but ask them questions, talk to them, make sure they are seen and they don't feel alone.
Yeah. And I think, you know, really consider, you mentioned synchronous versus asynchronous sessions. If you have the ability to record a lecture or a session ahead of time, if the lecture itself does not need to be live, consider using that live or synchronous time to bring everyone together and to have a group discussion or to facilitate that group discussion or ways to build additional community while your classes and your learners are spread out or are not in that collective, that same classroom.
Mm-hmm. And explore available technologies like Flipgrid, Google Hangouts, yeah. LMS features that may be available to you. Anything that you can find if you have in-class activities that you want to convert to virtual activities, especially group activities. And I think reinforcing group activities is very important to that community aspect as well.
Yeah. And, you know, especially if you are using some of those like new or additional tools, make sure you help the learners with understanding the technology, the logistics, and just really clearly setting out those expectations for these virtual or these group activities. Then they understand what's expected of them. You've laid it out clearly, puts everyone on the same page.
Mm-hmm. And then when we're considering tests, you want to see if there's any proctoring softwares that might be available at your institution and if that fits your needs. And also, if you have the ability to, you might consider converting multiple choice type question tests over to maybe shorter long answer ones. You can use an LMS or other software for formative quizzing. All of these options can maybe help you navigate the tricky test situation right now.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think one of the biggest things for me, obviously the communication piece I feel very strongly about, but also just, you know, bring your energy. Just because you're not in the room with the learners doesn't mean that you can't bring that energy, that passion. So, you know, don't be fake, like be yourself. But also just recognize that if I'm lecturing to a computer screen, I might not just sort of internally have that same energy level. So do whatever you need to do to make yourself feel comfortable. Take that deep breath, you know, stretch, you know, smile, whatever it is to sort of bring your energy level to a place that's good and realistic for your sessions. And it's okay not to be perfect. We're all learning and we're all working towards towards getting a little bit better in these spaces.
And I giggle a little bit because I'm imagining, you know, certain people, you know, maybe doing a whole routine before they, you know, log into their virtual session, you know, maybe playing, you know, Eye of the Tiger or something, you know, ahead of time. You know, if that's what it takes, you know, you do it. But
right.
Whatever works for you.
Right.
I
just
always
be
play
you.
I play Eye of the Tiger before every day at work, right? So you could try it too. Maybe it'll work. I don't really people, but you know, maybe I do. You'll never know. But you know what, everybody, I think it's important to remember that these tips are really great and they'll get you running today. And I know that's where we're at in all over the world probably right now, but there's still going to be a lot of room for improvement. And you know, I would really encourage you to please look at this sort of crisis in some ways, this moment, as an opportunity to get familiar with some of the, you know, amazing technologies available to us today. And you know, these can help expand and enhance learning. And in the future, you know, you can harness this new experience and everything that you've learned and integrate it into your curriculum strategies in fresh and exciting ways when you have more time to think about it. So I think this is, we can look at the silver lining of this and say that you're going to learn new things. And that's always great. Eye of the Tiger.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Stacy.
Thank you, Meta.
If you have any ideas for topics, would like to be a guest, or want to reach out to us, send us an email at edufi@mayo.edu.